For those of you who don't know me, I am Eric Kaplan, Apu's eldest grandchild. As Bahors, Apu and I shared a special bond. For my sisters and me, going to Grandma's and Papu's was not just a holiday. It was an everyday event. We had a special going to Grandma's bag, and we would pack it with our clothes, toys, and anything else. When we arrived, Papu would take us to the grocery store to stock up on candy, junk food, and sugar cereal that my mom would not let us eat at home. The third drawer was always the candy drawer. Papu would always have candy, potato chips, drumsticks, Dixie cups, and a large bag of popcorn. My sisters and I were fortunate enough to go lots of places with my grandparents. We were regulars at company picnics. We frequented restaurants with them and went shopping. We went to visit all types of restaurants, from the Metropolitan Grill to Billy McHale's restaurants, where he would always get the trains decorated with our names on them. At restaurants, the chef would come out to greet Papu. One day, we were walking through the Nordstrom shoe department, and he even knew the shoe salesman. This led to the standing joke that Papu knows everyone. When you went to my grandparents, there was one place you didn't sit, Papu's chair. When Papu was out of his chair, we would search the cushions and underneath the chair for pocket change. When Papu was on his way back to the chair, he would always whistle to alert you he was coming. While the family was over and gathered, many of us would play games. Papu wouldn't join in the games, but he never hesitated from shouting the answer from his chair. My grandfather was an avid sportsman. When I used to come over as a kid, there was always a sports game on TV. Back in the days before wireless remote controls, I was the remote. Before the days of split screen and picture in picture, Papu and my uncles would have multiple TVs set up, complete with bunny ears. My sisters and I also used to go to see Mariners games with our grandparents. Papu used to take me to opening night, and the next day, he would take me out of school to go to opening day. At the games, we would always have pop and peanuts, and of course, a Kingdom chocolate malt. My first Seahawks game was also with my grandparents and sisters. The last football game that Papu ever watched was the Seahawks win Super Bowl 48. Naturally, another first came when my grandparents took me to my first rated R movie, Beverly Hills Cop, at the ripe age of 3.5. As I grew up, Papu would pass down tasks to me that he would traditionally do. At our annual gathering in Fort Bethel, I was the assistant barbecue. At home, I started to barbecue the family favorite, Colby Ribs. My favorite time of the year was when it was time to pickle. Papu and I would go to the farm, pick up the cucumbers, dill, and many other vegetables. It was an all-day process. As the years passed, I took on the brunt of the labor. When Papu couldn't get up and he was sitting in his chair, he still barked orders about how to prepare the pickles. Papu had a big heart and didn't look at family as only a blood relation. He has been blessed with an extended family of grandchildren in Sarah, Josh, Nick, Riley, Katarina, and Annika. I'd also like to thank my cousin Andrew for coming down from Denver, and Jordan for his endless devotion to taking care of Papu on his days off. Papu was also blessed with four great grandchildren. Even though he didn't travel easily, he was the first one to go to the hospital when they were first born. They provided him with much joy over the past 3 years. And even though they were anything but quiet, he couldn't wait for their next visit. We will always cherish the time spent with Papu, and he will forever live in our hearts